That's right. The drive is live. Boy, and Clint, I know, Tyler, I know I did not hear D'Amico earlier today say, Will Anderson, man, I gotta chill him out. Ooh. Gotta keep him from away from my quarterback. Ooh. I know I didn't hear him say that.
I think he may have.
God, I hope he did not say that, Ron. All these hard ass listeners and hard ass Texans fans are gonna be mad at D'Amico.
Leave Will alone.
They jumped all over me for stating the damn obvious. Can't even practice on the offensive side of the ball because Will Anderson's kicking everybody's ass. Yeah, you gotta call the dog off, man. That's part of being that aggressive on defense. Is at times. You know what, D'Amico? It's a price that you pay when you miss on the first offensive coordinator you hired and you got to start over.
We don't like that.
You got to call them dogs off a little bit and give CJ a damn chance. You heard it. Not once, but twice today, actually, in D'Amico's comments, you heard him. There you go. You heard him talking about Will Anderson needing to. Yeah, Will's great. Will's great, but he needs to stay away from my quarterback. Now he's getting a little too damn close.
Y'all are picking gotta call on the dogs Will. Off.
Yeah, you damn right he said it. Not once, but twice, Ron.
Don't slow him down. Yeah, I mean, you're right, Clint. You're dead on the money. You said that. Somebody else on this program said, hey, man, I don't know, boy. You get a little close to CJ.
Oh, he's trying too hard for you guys.
He's getting close to them legs. And look, Lynn, look what y'all said. Oh, yeah, that's it. Clint said he wants to let's trade Will because he plays too hard. Or let's do that. No, look at that. The head coach came out. You see, you hear that? You know, because you know it. You know when people be laughing and joking and they say stuff. Honest to God, I feel like my mom did this to me yesterday.
Wow.
But they be laughing and joking, but they be saying real honest for real stuff, but they say it in a laughing and joking manner. Like, yeah, I'm going to need him to stay away from my quarterback. But it felt like D'Amico, he was laughing and chuckling a little bit, but I bet he was like, no, but for real, though.
But seriously.
No, D'Amico's dead ass serious. D'Amico wouldn't even shape his mouth to talking about pulling the reins back a little bit if he wasn't dead serious.
Yeah. Hey, man, yeah, chill out, man. Get away from my quarterback's legs, man. Hey, man. Chill out on seven. But, no, man, we got to get to the thoughts. 713-572-4610. As always, you can jump in. Those of you on YouTube and Twitch, you can jump in as well and be a part of the show. A lot to get to. And I do want to get, because I think there is an overwhelming thought. You've not heard this. I don't believe I've heard it from anybody else. Clint, we've talked a little bit today, and this has been something on your mind a couple of days. I do want to get to that on CJ here in just a bit, but today to me feels like a day that saw the offense maybe have its best day here in the last couple of days at camp. The offense, including CJ Stroud, who was really efficient. I saw this from DJ Bieniemy, said CJ was 11 on 11, he was 5 of 6 on the day. Wasn't as under as much pressure. Also, he did put in the caveat there were a lot of three-step drops and quick passes. I think you were kind of alluding to that to get some easy completions. But nonetheless, he was efficient. Best day they've had pass protecting. Best day offense overall had. So I think that's the first piece to me of today's story.
Yeah. I mean, I wasn't blown away, I guess, as much as everybody else was. I thought it was a better day. Yeah. But you start 7-on-7 off with a pick, you know, on a throw to that Bullock, I believe, got up underneath the slant route and got hit him right in the chest. And so you start
the first throw.
It was the first throw of 7-on-7. Yes. And so you start there. And then from that point forward, yeah, there were some good plays made. I thought that they were able to get some of their quick game off. They were able to get some boot game off and kind of move the pocket a little bit and maybe keep the defense off balance a tad bit as they worked their stuff. So yeah, it was a, you know, if you're comparing the day to previous offensive days, yes, today was better. CJ Stroud hit Christian Kirk for a big chunk. Davis Mills hit Higgins on a go route, which is a great catch by Higgins. I believe it was Mertz hit Mechie on a little inverted corner route to his left side. That was a great catch by Mechie. So there were some plays made today. There's no doubt there were some plays made today.
Yeah, obviously I don't think it blew. I wasn't trying to say it blew, you know, your skirt up, but it was It was not a day where you come back and you're like, well, yeah, it was mostly bad. I think it was probably, as I said, probably their best day offensively today against that defense since they've kind of had camp, especially day two of pads. But I know as we look at CJ, Clint, there's a bigger thing in your mind that is brewing that you've been watching the last couple of days with CJ. I haven't heard anybody else really talk about this.
Yeah, I think something's wrong with CJ Stroud. I think there's still some lingering issues from the offseason conversations that had everybody in an uproar around here with him not throwing. There's too many stars aligning right now. If you just watch CJ consistently and you watch how the organization is handling the quarterback situation, there's too many stars that are aligning. There's too many coincidences to continue to call it a coincidence for me. I just think at this point in time, something's going on with CJ Stroud. I think it has to do with that shoulder that was keeping him from throwing the football in the offseason.
No.
Yeah, it's well, not.
What's bringing you to that point, Clint? Well, like, what are you seeing?
I don't like any of what you're saying right now, man.
Yeah, like, what are you seeing? Because he's practicing, right? Like, what are?
Yeah,
what
no. He's definitely practicing. But there, like I said, there's too many things that you know, individually, aren't red flags. But to me, when you start grouping them all together, they're absolutely a red flag. Look, I thought the rotation. The quarterback rotation simply has been odd from jump. You come into a training camp installing a new offense and you're worried about getting four quarterbacks reps. And this has not I chalked it up to just, hey, it's part of the acclimation phase of camp here with four quarterbacks getting reps, right? Hey, man, we're into practice six, day seven, right? We're a week into camp, literally a calendar week into camp, and we're still watching a third and fourth string quarterback get just as many reps as the starting quarterback is getting, right? Mm. So I don't know how long I can continue to just chalk that up to an acclimation phase or a ramp up.
How different was that in your time?
Oh, I mean, Troy Aikman was like, nah, I'm going to take 80 to 90% of the reps. Y'all can get scout team crap if y'all want to.
Get your foot placement right.
I mean, but I'm not saying that C.J. Stroud should be Troy Aikman, but – I can tell you this. I was with two different organizations in training camp, and as a third or fourth string quarterback, I was lucky to throw two or three balls a day. I mean, these guys are getting as many reps as C.J. Stroud is getting in camp for a week now, right? So that's number one, right? If you look at C.J. Stroud on the day three, practice number three, that was more of a walkthrough, right? C.J. Stroud, the throws that he could throw underhanded that were shorter throws, he's throwing them underhanded. He's not even throwing them overhanded. I chalked it up at the time of like, oh, he's just clowning around. But looking back on it, it happened several times. All right? And then I'm watching practice today, and there's two special teams periods that are long, and the quarterbacks are over all in a group on an opposite field. Right? CJ's kind of watching film. The first long one, he is under the tent talking to defensive backs while all the other quarterbacks, quarterback coach, OC, and everybody's kind of huddled up working and talking, right? The second special teams period is long. The quarterbacks are all throwing. CJ Stroud's sitting on his helmet. I think he was looking at an iPad again. And then about halfway through that, he comes over and stands and watches special teams waiting for the next period to start. Never threw a ball. The other quarterbacks are throwing spot routes, right? Again, not a big deal in a vacuum or by itself individually, but we're starting to connect some dots here. He goes immediately to the field, takes two reps, and then Davis Mills follows that up with about four reps in a row. It's to me, there's something going on with C.J. Stroud. And it's not just the frustration of installing an offense and your O-line struggling for a week. There's something going on with C.J. Stroud, and I think it's something to keep an eye on.
Yeah, well, when I hear it, obviously there was some sort of arm fatigue or something that they were at least monitoring during OTAs, and he didn't throw. Maybe that is still continuing, I'm hoping. As Tyler said, and I'm sure a lot of people listening, I don't like anything that you just talked about with CJ. Like the hope is maybe they're just trying to keep that and monitor that. And that not let him get too wild and get his arm right. Or is this the way you think that Nick Caley
No.
Approaches things?
No, 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 I don't. I'd be willing to bet you $1,000 right now of 32 football teams in the NFL, C.J. Stroud has taken fewer snaps in camp than 31 starters across the league. I'd bet a grand on it. I'd bet a house on it. Hell, I'd bet more than a grand. I'd bet a house on it right now.
Wow,
that C.J. Stroud is 32 of 32. And here's kind of why I'm really arriving here is I just gave you a list of kind of laundry list of stars aligning. The struggles that we've seen offensively, C.J. Stroud starting today's practice with an interception in a 7-on-7 period, the way we've seen this offense struggle, we're at a point in camp, in day 7, practice 6, where C.J. should be getting more reps than anyone else, and he's getting less. Whether it's because they're installing a new offense, C.J. Stroud, I don't care if Nick Caley or D'Amico or anybody says, well, this is going to be – C.J. Stroud should have gone, assuming that there's not. This isn't part of a plan and we're not load managing and we're not worried about an injury to an arm. We're at a point in camp, whether we're talking about the seventh day or we're talking about installing a new offense or we're talking about the frustrations of struggling, where C.J. Stroud would demand to have more reps. C.J. Stroud would demand, we got to get this right. I need to make these throws. I need to make these reads. We're at a point in camp where there's no excuse. There's no excuse nor in normal everyday approach to practice for C.J. Stroud to be getting as few reps as he's getting right now. I'm telling you, keep an eye on it. There's something going on.
Listen,
with C.J.
Stroud. Are you seeing anything in terms of his performance? The way the ball is coming off. Is there anything? Does he look like he is favoring anything? Does he look different the way he throws the football what you've watched previously?
No. I thought the ball comes out of his hand effortlessly. Now that you say that, we've not seen him throw a ball down the field. He threw a crossing route that was probably caught at maybe 20 yards beyond the line of scrimmage with a little bit of air, and he caught it from Christian Kirk today. Unless it happened on Saturday, I wasn't at practice on Saturday, but I don't know that I've seen C.J. Stroud throw a ball down the field since the mini camp when Higgins caught the go route down the sideline to start things off. Remember that? When we were there, I don't think I've seen him throw a ball more than 15, 20 yards down the field. Definitely no deep post, definitely no go routes. I haven't seen him rear back and try to pipe one in there. Everything's been kind of more controlled underneath with C.J. But we're just at a point where, and I know, I don't know C.J. personally, but I know the kind of quarterback C.J. is right now. C.J.'s not allowing this offense to sputter for the first 5 practices. C.J.'s not starting a 7-on-7 with an interception and then bowing out after 2 reps. I mean, C.J.'s the guy that turns around and goes, no, hell no. I don't give a damn what Graham Mertz needs. Back your ass up. Let's start this thing over. I need these reps. I mean, that's just – I think C.J. is that kind of quarterback. I think he's cut from that cloth. And to me, this is – we've reached a point where there's too many coincidences. I think they're managing something. I think there's a problem, and they're trying to do their damnedest to keep it from becoming a bigger problem.
From the text line coming through, is it possible that Caley wants him to read more? Is that why he is not having him on the field?
Let me rephrase this. There is
like before bet.
There is not one. There is not one reason, acceptable, justifiable reason under the sun for Davis Mills to be getting more reps than C.J. Stroud.
The very hungry caterpillar.
There is not one reason why Graham Mertz or Slovic, whatever it is, there's no reason those guys should be getting as many, if not more, reps. There's not one reason under the sun. In fact, I'd argue when you're installing a new offense, my 4-string quarterback would be a guy that was gonna, hey man, sorry bub, we couldn't get you any reps today. You know what I mean? That there is no reason. There's no reason for other than something's going on with C.J. Stroud.
Yeah, text line also coming through. If something was wrong with Stroud's shoulder, there is no way on bloody hell. I love when people stick bloody in.
Cross the pond. Bloody hell
that D'Amico would allow him on the field. Period. Come on, man.
Look, I'm not saying that anybody is taking an unnecessary risk. I'm telling you, all I can do is tell you what I'm watching. That's all I can do. All I can do is tell you what I'm watching at practice, and I'm telling you as a former quarterback, and I know it was 20 years ago, but what's going on with C.J. Stroud from a rep standpoint, from a engagement standpoint,
is unusual.
Ron, you've been out there at practice. You've been watching him for 2 years now. Was there ever a session where the quarterbacks were on the field by themselves throwing a football and C.J. wasn't dead-ass in the middle of it and throwing extra? Was there ever a day?
Multiple days. Yeah, and the two reps and out, that's a little I don't know that I've seen that with really any starter. Not in camp.